Looking at Romans chapter 8, and how many of you are totally blown away by chapter 8? Like, how many of you are blown away by, raise your hand if you've been blown away by chapter 8. Okay, good. You should be blown away by chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 blows me away every time I open it up. And so today I really want to continue with it, and we're going to be talking about, continuing to talk about the person and the ministry and the work of the Holy Spirit. It's a very, very powerful, powerful chapter. The Holy Spirit is mentioned over 20 times in this chapter. 20 times. That's major. Amen?
Amen.
And in chapter 8, we are clearly given a clear understanding of who the Holy Spirit is. And also, we are given a reaching description of the work of the Holy Spirit, which I think every believer needs to get settled in life. So, today we're only going to be looking at two verses, verses 12 and 13. We've been studying verses 1 through 11, and we know that once we accept Christ into our lives, we know that the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside us and actually takes up permanent residence in us. Isn't that awesome? So that's a blessing right there in itself. And the Holy Spirit, as we've been saying, the Holy Spirit living inside us always wants to please God. Amen? Spirit of God wants to do what? Always please God. And number three, we talked about that the presence of the Holy Spirit actually changes our nature. And that is a very, very powerful understanding of what happens when we receive a new nature and we accept Christ and the Spirit of God lives in us. Our nature is changed. And that is like mind-boggling.
Amen.
Four, we talked about the Holy Spirit is powerful. And we looked at Romans 8, verse 11, where the Holy Spirit promised us that we will have a glorious resurrection. As Christ was able to overcome death, the Holy Spirit also promises us as believers in Christ that one day we too have the promise of a glorious resurrection. Awesome. Amen?
Amen.
And then we talked about the major battle that's going on, so it was really clear. And that is, though, even though the Holy Spirit lives in us and we are new and we're righteous, when I become a believer in Christ, but we're still in the flesh. And how many know that's where our real battle is? Amen? We're righteous. We're pure before God. We're new. Unfortunately, we live in a flesh. Amen? And how many know that's where our battle takes place? So essentially, you're a clean person and you're in filthy garments. Amen? How many know the reality of that? You're clean before God, but actually you're living in filthy, filthy garments. And so we've been talking about that and just understanding who the Holy Spirit is and how he works. So powerful. And this morning I want to be looking at Romans chapter 8. And I want to continue from verse 11. And I want us to read just two verses this morning because they're so packed with truth. I don't want to go too fast. I really want us to understand the Holy Spirit and who he is and what his ministry to us is. So let's open up our Bibles and let's just look at these two verses. Romans 8, 12. It says this, therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, okay? But it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, what's going to happen to you? You will die. But if you live by the Spirit, you are going to what? Put to death the misdeeds of your body. And if you put to death the misdeeds of your body, you shall live. Wow. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are what? Sons of God.
Amen.
Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So I'm already full already with this Holy Spirit, and going more is just such a blessing for me. But I think we need to really, as I said, immensely understand everything I just said to you, but more. And the key is, today I really want to talk with you about really the power of the Holy Spirit over sin. Power of the Holy Spirit over sin in your life. Amen? How many already know that? You have victory. Amen? We have victory. And the power of victory over sin in our life is what? Through the Holy Spirit. Key. See, if we're going to know victory over the sinful nature, we have to understand the only way to have victory over the sinful nature is by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And all God's people said. How many of you already know this? Like, the only way you are going to have victory. The only way. Make no mistake about it. There is no other way for you to do this. It's impossible. So wonderful to know that as a Christian, the Holy Spirit lives inside me. But this Spirit is a powerful Spirit. Amen? And we would never, never be able to overcome the flesh. Never. It would be impossible for you. It would be impossible for me to overcome the flesh. It's impossible to kill sin in your life. You all know that? You might say, I have a desire, but that's not going to get you through anything. Amen? Amen. The only way you're going to get through victory over the flesh and sin is what? The power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You all understand that, right? Very powerful. Very powerful. I think the Bible is very clear. How many of you know the flesh cannot overcome the flesh? And all of you said what? Amen. Your flesh can't overcome the flesh. You say, I got a fleshy problem. I'm going to operate in the flesh to overcome the flesh. Your flesh can overcome what? Zero. Nothing. Amen? Flesh cannot overcome flesh. How many of you know sin can't gain victory over sin? Makes sense, right? Sin can't have victory over sin. You say, I'm a sinful person. I live in that sin. Your sin, there's no way out for you. Amen? Humanness, and I love this, humanness cannot defeat humanness. You say you're a human. Your humanness cannot defeat your humanness. Amen? There is only one way out for you, right? And the only way out is the Holy Spirit. And the Bible teaches that once the life of the Holy Spirit is dwelling in me, we now have the power of the Spirit to overcome the flesh. And all, it's good. Nate says amen. He understands it. So do I. I hope you do too. So critical for us to get this. Romans 7:18 says it this way. Paul puts it really clear. He says this. He said, I know that nothing good lives in me. Let's repeat this. I know nothing good lives in me. Do you all know that? What lives in you? Nothing good lives in you. Amen. Let's say it together. I know what? Nothing good lives in me. In my sinful nature. Wow. How many know the truth of that? When you look into yourself, how many know there is no resource inside of you? None to overcome your sinfulness. You all understand that? You look inside, you say, I want to overcome this. There is nothing in you to overcome your sinfulness. Nothing can do it. Amen? It is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that you can overcome the sin and the flesh. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. But the good news is that the Holy Spirit is synonymous with power. Amen? When you read Romans, when you read Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, it said that when you will receive what? Power. When the Holy Spirit comes on you. So what's synonymous with the Holy Spirit? Power. Amen? When you receive power, the Holy Spirit will come on you. Power for what? I guess is the question, right? What do you need power for? You need power to be a witness for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen? That comes by the Spirit of God. You need power to overcome your flesh. How does that come? By the power of the Holy Spirit. We need power to overcome the disabilities of just being a human being. And how does that come? By the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So critical. I really want to be clear. I want all of us to be clear on this. I want us to be clear that we are not victims. I hear people say, I'm a victim. Listen, you are not a victim. Amen? If you are a follower in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit lives inside you, you are not a victim. And all God's people said.
Amen.
Do not believe that lie. Once you believe that lie, it's not the truth. You're going down. Amen? You are not a victim. I'm not a victim. You're not a victim. Amen?
Amen.
Be clear on it. You and I have within us the power, amen, to overcome personal sin. Do you understand that? Why? Because of the Holy Spirit, you and I have the power to overcome personal sin. And all God's people said.
Amen.
The Greek word here for power is dunamis. And you know what dunamis means?
Dynamite.
It means dynamite. Amen? So when you receive the Holy Spirit, you're receiving power, and you're receiving dynamite. Amen? Awesome. As I follow Christ, the Holy Spirit is able to blast through all sorts of sin in my life. And I want to say the same thing to you. When you receive the Holy Spirit, amen, you have received what? Power. And power is dynamite. And that dynamite, that Holy Spirit, is blasting through what? Your jealousy, your anger, your bitterness, your unforgiveness, your wicked tongue, your lust, your desires. You all understand that? How many, do you understand this? This is the truth, guys. You're not a victim. Don't be telling me I'm a victim. You are not a victim. The Spirit of God lives in within you. That's blasting every sin in your life. How many of you get this? Pastor, I get this. Raise your hand if you get this. You need to get this resolved. Every Christian needs to resolve this. This is clear according to the Word of God. Wow. Now, we do know, according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 7, of course, we know that the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit. And how many know the Spirit is going to be contrary to your sinful nature? How many already know that? Why? They're fighting. And when are they fighting? All day. Every day. Amen? They're fighting constantly. It's a war. How many know you're in a war? Yes, there's a war outside of you, but there's one inside of you too. Why? Because the Spirit of God is living in you, wanting to do what's right, and your flesh wants to do what you want to do. Amen?
Amen.
So what's the key? That's true. The key is, I want you to go back one verse. As you understand the reality of the battle, I want you to know the way out. I know you know the battle. How many of you know the way out? Go back one verse and you know the way out. Galatians 5 really clearly tells us in verse 16, what? What? So I say to you, if you know there's a battle, I say to you what? Live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of your sinful nature. Amen?
Amen.
You have a sinful nature. You're wicked. There's nothing good inside of you. Amen? But the Bible says what? How are you going to overcome it? Live by the power of the Holy Spirit to blast every sin of yours away. Live by the Spirit of God. How do you do that? One, we must begin by recognizing the power of the Holy Spirit. I think so many Christians are living today have no idea about the Holy Spirit in them. You are in major trouble. The only way out for you is the power of the Holy Spirit. How many of you understand the power of the Holy Spirit in your life? You need to figure it's the truth. Recognize it. Number two, to live by the Spirit means we allow the Holy Spirit to permeate every area of my life. Amen? So not only is He living there, you give Him permission inside of you. Amen? To permeate what? Every area of your life. No matter where you go, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, you allow the Spirit of God inside of you to permeate everything, all day long, every situation you face. Amen? If you do that, you're walking in the Spirit of God. Amen?
Amen.
And this flesh has no victory over you. Zero. We listen to the Holy Spirit. How many are good at listening to the Holy Spirit? How many are good at this? You listen. Like that dynamite power in you is speaking to you. So what should you do? You want to be permeated by the Spirit of God. Amen? So what are you constantly doing? You listen all day long to the Holy Spirit. How many know this truth? How many are listening all day? You listen all day long. Amen? And then when you listen, you think the thoughts of the Holy Spirit. This is so critical. Not only do you know He's there, we begin to think the thoughts of the Holy Spirit. And you want to live in the Spirit? You obey the Holy Spirit. Amen? You obey the Spirit of God. You don't go around changing your mind. You don't say the Spirit of God said this. Oh, I believe this now. And then 5 minutes later, you change your mind. There's no obedience for you. You must not only hear and think the thoughts of the Spirit of God, you must obey the Spirit of God. You all know that, right? And if you do that, you are what? You are living in the power of the Spirit of God. Do you all understand that? This is your way out. Make no doubt about it. Woo! I love this. I mean, this is really helping me. Remember, always remember this. We are controlled by whatever fills our mind. You all understand that? You are controlled by what? Whatever fills your mind. So I got to ask you, if that is true, what fills your mind? What books fill your mind? What movies have you seen lately that fills your mind? What TV show did you read that filled your mind? Because everything is filling your mind. Amen? Everything fills your mind. The key is, what is filling your mind? Because what happens when the Spirit of God is inside of you and your mind is filled with your TV program? Your mind is filled with your computer. Your mind is filled with that magazine. Your mind is filled with what you watch. How could it be that a Christian would say, the Spirit of God is living in me, I'm going to go see an R-rated movie? That would be nuts. Amen? That would be, you know the Spirit of God is in you, and you choose to let something filthy inside of you. No, you do not do that. You set your mind on the things of God. Amen? That's where you're going to find your victory. And all God's people said.
Amen.
Just remember the letter G-I-G-O. You got it? Let's say it together. G-I-G-O. Garbage in, garbage out. Right? Garbage in, garbage out. Whew. By being kept filled with the Holy Spirit simply means get your life under the control of the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said.
Amen.
What did I just say to you? Get your life under the control of the Holy Spirit. You understand? You don't live in that sin. Amen?
Amen.
Wow. Now I want to say something to you, and I hope you can grasp this. It's so important. How do you know if you are living by the Spirit of God? Critical understanding. We must get this. I really want to say to you, when things happen in your life and in mine, you can control your voluntary response. You can control it. You could look at a situation you're in today, and you know it's hard, and you know it's difficult, and you could voluntarily say, boy, I really want to be careful how I react in this situation. I want to know that I am a spiritual person and I am letting my life run spiritually. You could do that. Amen? And I pray that you do that. Every Christian should do that, at least. At least you should do that. Amen? But then that's good. But think about it. When you don't have time to think about your reaction, when you don't have time to think about it, think about this. You don't have time to think about your reaction. Wow. Is your involuntary response godly? Do you hear what I'm asking you? Is your involuntary, is it being led by the Spirit of God? See? How do you know you're growing? You know you're growing. You know you're flowing in the Spirit of God. When involuntarily, the Spirit of God has permeated your life all day long. And now things are happening. And unconsciously, it doesn't matter. You are flowing in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
How many of you know what I'm talking about? This may not be for all of you. Some of you, it is for you. Amen? I am telling you, that is how you know you're growing. Why? Involuntarily, you're flowing in the Spirit all day. You're talking to people. You're flowing in the Spirit of God. You're in situations. You're serving. You come over. You're giving. You're just flowing. You're not making just a conscious thought about it. It's in you already. And now it's just flowing out of you every day, all the time. That is how you'll know you're growing. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I know for some this is a far reach, but I really want to say to you, this is how a believer is to live. Not just the voluntary, but the involuntary, where you're so permeated by the Spirit of God. It's flowing out of you when the minute you get up in the morning. When your feet hit that bed, you're flowing. God's just speaking through you. You're obeying God. You're listening. You're living the life God wants you to live. Totally involuntary, but it's happening for you every single day of your life. And all God's people said?
Amen.
What do you think about that? That is powerful. That is very powerful. And my prayer for you and for myself is that you operate this way. And I operate this way. Awesome. Amen? Woo! This is how you'll know you're progressing in the things of God. But number two, and I want you to understand this. The second key is to recognize the fact that you are under obligation. How many of you know you're under obligation? You are under obligation. He says what? Therefore, brothers and sisters, what? We have a obligation. How many of you know you have an obligation? Raise your hand if you even know you have an obligation. Do you know you have an obligation? You do have an obligation. Every Christian has an obligation. Amen? The real, I looked up this word here. The Greek word for obligation is ophiletis. Ophiletis. And really means you're a debtor. You're a debtor. What are you? You're a follower of Christ. The Holy Spirit lives in you. You're born again. You're the righteousness of God. You are all that. But what else are you? Tell me what you are. I just asked you, what are you? You are a debtor. What are you? What are you? What are you? You are a debtor. I'm a debtor. You're a debtor. Amen? Isn't that good? It's good to know we're debtors. We are debtors. It's awesome to know I'm a debtor. But here's the key. let me explain. You see, debtors have been given something. You've been given something, right? What have you been given? By the power of what Christ did on the cross, you've been given something. Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for you. Amen? There's none. There's no con. No one's going to condemn you. People might, but God's not, right? Who did that for you? That's been given to you. There's no condemnation. Amen? You've been given that. But how'd you get it? By the grace of God. Amen? Through faith. You've been given forgiveness. Do you understand you've been forgiven? You've been given forgiveness. You've been bought with a price. You've been given the Holy Spirit, have you not? If you're a believer. You've been given. You've been given a new nature, have you not? You've been given all this stuff. Awesome. Because of all these wonderful privileges given to us, we are what? How many of you understand that? You are now a what? Because of this, you are a what? This has been freely given to you. How many know you're a debtor? How many of you sense by the Spirit of God you are a debtor? Raise your hand if you understand. By the Spirit of God, you are a debtor. Like you now owe. You do owe. How many of you believe that? You are a debtor. You've received a lot from God. Not just in the past, but you've received something today. You receive something all the time from God. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're receiving from God all the time, what's your response? I'm a debtor. You're a debtor. I'm a debtor. Isn't that awesome? Wow. We got to get this down. This is so, so important. Now, as a result of our new position in Christ, I want to make it clear. You owe the flesh nothing. Write it down. You owe the flesh what? Nothing. You owe your flesh what? Nothing. Zero. Now, your flesh wants to tell you what? Think about your sin, why you sin all the time. Something comes out of your mouth you shouldn't say. So what's your flesh saying to you? Oh, yeah, I owe my flesh something. Right? You owe your flesh something. So now I'm going to pay my flesh back. And then you say stuff you shouldn't say. Amen? I want to make it clear to you. What? You are not a debtor to your flesh. You owe your flesh what?
Nothing.
Zero. Write it down. You got to get this. You owe your flesh nothing. And your flesh keeps saying, you owe me, you owe me. You owe me pleasure. You owe me this. You owe me, I can gossip. The flesh owes me everything. People need to give me stuff. The flesh owes me so much. Listen, you owe the flesh nothing. Zero.
Amen.
And all God's people said, how many know this truth? You owe it nothing. It lies to us all day. But I want to make it clear. You're not in debt to the flesh. The flesh is dead. The flesh is dying. That belongs to unbelievers, correct?
Yes.
That's for unbelievers. Non-believers, they're dead. They're dying. There's nothing for them, amen? They're dead. Wow. Is that not clear? How many know how much? If you think you owe your flesh, what's your flesh going to do for you? Your flesh is only going to mess you up. Right, Nate? Your flesh is only going to mess you up. Why do you want to mess with something that's going to mess you up? Amen? Yeah. You want to have nothing to do with your flesh. And all God's people said.
Amen.
Amen. Don't believe a lie, guys. The flesh always will lie to you. Give it nothing. You owe it nothing. Actually, it's a contradiction to living in the Spirit of God. Would you not agree? If you're giving it something, you are in contradiction to the Spirit of God. And all God's people said.
Amen.
Wow. The flesh is our unredeemed humanness with all its complexities, all its sinful desires. So we ask, I want to ask you, who are you indebted to? Who are you indebted to? Who? You are indebted. Who are you indebted to? It's a great question, amen. And you would always say what? The Lord. Amen. But here's the question. Do you have a desire for the things of the Spirit? Very important question. I really want you to think about this. Do you have a desire for the things of the Spirit? Or would you say to me, really, if you look at my life, I have habitually seeking the things of my own flesh. Could you answer that question? Which one? Which one? Which one? Please answer for yourself. Which one are you indebted to? Answer the question. Is it to the Spirit or is it to the flesh? I want you to consider the possibility that some of you here are not Christians. I want you to consider it. You are not a Christian. You are so motivated by your flesh, you are not a Christian. Will you consider that? If the flesh has got you so much and you're living after it, and you're going after it, and you want it, your mind is set on it, your habits are set on it, your mouth is set on it, everything in you is set on it, I really want you to consider the fact, the possibility you may not even be a Christian. You may come to church, but how many of you know coming to church doesn't make you a Christian? You understand that, right? But I come to church, Pastor. That does not make you a Christian. If the Spirit of God is living inside you, and it's the Holy Spirit, then that Holy Spirit is going to desire the things of God. Correct? And if you say to me today, Pastor, I don't desire to worship God. I don't desire to read my Bible. I don't desire to serve. I don't desire to give. I'm just consumed with myself. Consider the fact that you may not be a follower of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
But let me tell you the good news. You can become one. Amen. You just simply pray and get freed. But the truth will free you. This lie you believe that you're a Christian and you're not, nothing good's going to ever happen to you. Amen? You start with the fact, I'm not a believer. I want to follow Christ. So you pray. Can we pray right now if there's anyone here? Anyone here today? That your answer was, I'm following the flesh strong, Pastor. You know, I am not a follower of Christ. Then please, let's pray now. Could we do that? Let's all of us pray. And if you've made this commitment, do it again. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, I thank you for dying on the cross for me. I thank you that you've forgiven me of all my sins. I ask that your Holy Spirit come and live inside me. Take up residence inside me. Change my life. Make me a new person. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Wow. Isn't that awesome? Listen, the Spirit of God is powerful. Powerful dynamic. Blow up every sin that you have. Woo! Number three, and this is so important. We put to death the misdeeds of the flesh. We put to death the misdeeds of the flesh. How do you know that? Verse 13, very clear. If we live by the Spirit. Tell me, if you are living by the Spirit of God and you desire the things of God, if you're living that way, tell me what you will do. You will what? You will put to death any misdeeds of your body. Any of them. Even the slightest one. I gossip. I swear. Words come out of my mouth. Believe me, if the Spirit of God is living inside you, what will you do with all that little stuff? You will kill it. You will destroy it. Amen? You don't want anything to do with it. Do you understand? You understand this? This is powerful. This is powerful. You put it to death. And how many of you know it's a death? You're going to kill it. This is not some figurative, oh, I'm just going to, it's there, I say things I shouldn't say. You know, let's just get along with my sin. No, no. If the Spirit of God is living in you, tell me what you're going to do with that. You're going to kill it. You're going to put it to death. You're not going to compromise with it. Oh, I got a little sin in my life. Listen, something is really wrong for you and I to think that way. The Bible is clear. What do you do with it? You kill it. You destroy it. You hate it when it comes out of your mouth. You hate that sin. Spirit of God inside of you hates it. You hate it. And you kill it. And you put it to death. It has nothing over you. You are not indebted to that flesh. Zero. You owe nothing to that flesh. Do you all understand this? Zero. Get it. Understand it. Kill it. Wow. How many know really killing sin? Listen, killing sin is the mark of a Christian. Come on now. Let's get it down. How do I know you're a Christian? How do I know you're a Christian? I'll guarantee you, you'll be killing sin in your life. You'll be saying that's sin. I get up in the morning, I hate what I do. I hate when that comes out of my mouth. I hate it. I hate what God hates. And I'm not living that way. When you say that, I know you're a Christian. Why? Because the Spirit of God is working in you. And you're what? You're putting it to death. Because you want nothing of it. And all God's people said. Amen. How many of you get this? This is like powerful stuff. This is powerful stuff. Changes our life. Oh my goodness. It's the mark of a Christian. It's a pattern of victory. Now I really want to be clear with you. I'm not saying you're perfect. And you're all glad about that one, right? Thank you, Pastor. Boy, that's a strong word from you on, boy, I got to get rid of all this sin. Right? I know that's convicting, right? Some of you are here feeling guilty that you haven't done it. But the truth is what? You're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. And you're living in the flesh. And the flesh wants to control you, correct? But how will I know you're a Christian then, if that's happening to you? I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit inside of you, you may fail, you may fall, but the Spirit of God is going to do what? The Spirit of God is going to pick you up and say, come on, let's go. You sinned. You shouldn't have done that. But you're not staying with that. You hate what you just did. You're not with God. You know you're not with God. I hate that. I'm not living that way. That's how you'll know a believer. You understand that? They won't get along with their sin and say, oh yeah, I just have a little sin. I say things out of my mouth I shouldn't say. You know, I have these attitudes. I don't forgive people, and I'm okay with it. You will never be okay with it. That is your flesh talking to you. The Spirit of God is saying what? Kill it! Don't let that attitude live. That is not the way I told you to live. If what? If you live by the Spirit of God. If you live by the Spirit of God. Is this not powerful or what? Totally blows me away. I don't know about you. It is awesome, awesome to know who the Holy Spirit is, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and the pattern that we have for victory. Wow. All God's people said.
Amen.
So good. Kill your sin. I think sometimes I hear Christians say, well, there's some sins that I kind of like in my life. I heard a guy the other day. Let's see if he's here today. No, he's not. Okay, I can tell the story. He tells me he's a Christian. He gets on the phone, and he's talking with these construction guys. And guess what he's doing with the construction guys? He's swearing at them. So I look at him, and I said to him, what are you doing? He said, oh, no, we operate that way with construction guys. Come on now, I know some of you are guilty of this too. Don't be fooling around. Some of you are guilty of this yourself. So he's saying the Spirit of God is living in him, but in this area, since they swear, I swear. This is how we communicate. Come on, Jay, you understand where I'm coming from on this, right? Jay, does you work with construction guys? Okay, you got it. So he says, I got to communicate with them. Yeah, you're all messed up. Because why? That's not the Spirit of God. That is your flesh talking to you. And don't forget, it's a lion flesh. And let's always remember, what do you owe to that flesh? What do you owe to that flesh? Zero. You owe nothing to live that way. You owe nothing to live that way. Jay, what do you say? Amen? Jay, you got this? Joe, you got this? Really, serious. Think about it, guys. This is serious stuff. You do not owe that sin nature anything. Amen?
Amen.
And these little sins. See, the little sins mark your personality. Let's get it clear. These little sins you think are okay, tell me what they're doing to your personality. They're affecting your personality. People are looking at you and they're saying, there's something not right here. Why? You let the little sin live in you. You let it live. And how many know sometimes when you let it live, it goes somewhere you don't want it to go? Come on, raise your hand. You haven't dealt with it, so where is it going? It's going somewhere else. Why? Because you don't want to deal with it. So it's taking over your life. It's actually causing havoc in your life. And why is it causing havoc? No big deal, not a big sin. It'll destroy you. That is the truth. Do you understand that? Do you all understand that? And you owe it what? What do you owe it? Nothing. You owe that nature zero. Wow. Don't tolerate it. Amen? Kill every sin that's in you. And all God's people said.
Amen.
So let's talk about the pattern of victory. How can you kill sin? I want to be really clear with you. By the Spirit of God, if you'll receive the things of God, I want to be very clear with you. First of all, be aware of your sinfulness. And all God's people said.
Amen.
You must be aware of it. What if you say, oh, Pastor, I'm a follower of Christ, I'm all good. You're probably going downhill.
Right,
Jay? I mean, really, come on. How many know there's stuff in you that God wants to deal with? Correct? Jay, I'm not picking on you, buddy. I'm sorry. I got his wife over here kidding him outside. Come on, Jay, that's for you. Jay, I'm not killing you, buddy. This is for everybody in this church. Sorry, Jay. Sorry, Joe, for you, too. I'm not talking to you. All right? I'm talking to everybody, okay? Everybody under the sound of you. I'm talking to all of you. Amen? All right, good. I feel better now. I do feel better. I was going in the wrong direction. Okay, amen. So number one, what? If I'm going to be victorious, I got to be aware of the sinfulness. Amen? You do not deny it. Amen? Don't deny it. If you're living in sin and it's bugging you and you're going down the right wrong road, please do not deny it. Don't say you're not struggling with it. What about Christians? Oh, I'm not struggling with that. Oh, I'm good. I'm good to go. I'm perfect. No, you're in sin. You're lying to yourself. That's really who you are. You're lying to yourself. You're dealing with stuff. Talk about it. Amen? Don't hide it. Name it. I can't get over jealousy. I'm still bitter towards my brother. I haven't forgiven my sister. Whatever it is, talk about it. Get it out in the open. But please, you do not hide your sin. And all God's people said.
Amen.
That's first. Number two, you have a heart. You fix on God. So not only am I not going to deny, now I'm going to say, you know what, God, I got my heart is for you. Amen. I come to worship you. I meditate on your word. Psalm 119, verse 11. You all know it. It says what? Thy word have I hidden in my heart. Why? So that I might not sin against you.
Amen.
What have you hidden in your heart? His word. How many of you have done this one? You've hidden in your heart His word. How long did that take you? Come on, I want to get really serious with here. And I'm not legalistic. How long did that take you to hide His word in your heart? A minute? A day? A minute a day? 2 minutes a day? 5 minutes a day? How long will it take you to take God's word and get it inside of you where as things happen, the Spirit of God, the Word of God comes out? How long? Let's get this right. How long? In a day. A lifetime. But how about in a day? Would you not say hours? Would you not say it would take hours? Let's get real. How long would it take you to take this word and hide it in your heart that you don't have your Bible with you? But wherever you go, the word comes up. How long does that take? I want to tell you something right now. I don't think that's going to take place in 1 minute a day. I think you study the word. You meditate on the word. You get in this book for hours and hours and hours until it's so deep inside you that that truth comes out of you when things happen in your life.
Amen.
Is that okay? That is what? That's the truth. Amen? You meditate on it. And all God's people said. So first we have what? You identify your sin. Second, you make a commitment to get into the Word every single day of your life. Every single day. And you meditate, you concentrate on it, you focus, and you take that Word and you say, put it in me, God. That's a believer in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And number three, and I love this, and this is so, so important. The third is, you talk to God about your sin. And all God's people said.
Amen.
How many of you talk to God about your sin? Like when, or how many of you hide your sin with God? God says, you're lying, you're cheating. You know, this isn't right in your life. And you go, oh God, I don't really want to talk with you about that. Can we just forget about it? No. Why? Because you're ensnared by it. Because it will destroy you. It'll pop up in some other way if you don't do it this way. It'll show up in such a way, you're dead. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It will show up somewhere else. So you don't hide it. Amen? You talk to God about it. I love 1 Peter 4:7. It says this, 1 Peter 4:7. It says, be serious and watchful in your prayer. So how do you do that? When you go to prayer, how many of you, when you go to prayer, you have a deep sense of the presence of God? Deep. Like you get on your hands and knees, you have a deep sense of the presence of God. Okay, I want to encourage you. That is what, as a believer, you should be doing. You have a deep, we sang today what? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. When we sang that, do you have a sense of the holiness of God? Worthy, worthy, worthy is God. Do you say to me, Pastor, I sense the holiness of God when I pray. I sense the holiness. I sense the worthiness of God. Amen? Every Christian should live like this. Every Christian should live like this. And all God's people said.
Amen.
Am I being legalistic or no? Am I just telling you? I hope I'm just telling you the truth. Amen? Why? When you have a strong sense of the God in your life and you're confessing your sin. See, the confession brings resolution to hate what God hates and to kill what God wants killed. Do you understand that dynamic? Let me say it again. When you confess your sin and you bring this resolution to God, I'm going to hate that sin and I'm going to find my strength in you. When you go to prayer and that's there, man, you're being filled with the Spirit of God. Amen? It's awesome. And please, finally, obey the Spirit of God. How many of you are good with this one? Like, you obey. God says give, I'm giving. So what's that? Obedience. Don't be changing your mind. How many Christians change their mind? I think I'll serve. Oh, no, I don't really want to serve anymore. I really got other things to do. I want to give. Oh, I'll give this week, but I won't give next week. So why are you changing your mind all the time? The issue is what? Obedience. You're to obey when? All the time. If the Spirit of God is living in you, if your heart is fixed on God, if you're walking in the Spirit, if the life of the Spirit is in you. Amen?
Amen.
It's very, very powerful living. We're no victims. Amen? You let that Holy Spirit walk out through you. You find your strength constantly. Just let it happen. Amen? Oh, I'm getting tired. So just say, obedience, period. No exceptions. Could you do that?
Yes.
I will obey. Why? Because see, in obeying, you're going to stay free. And the sin that so easily besets you, the Spirit of God wants to kill it. To death. Where it doesn't even live in you anymore. And all God's people said. And all this is happening how? Through the work and the person and the ministry of who? The Holy Spirit. Awesome. In closing this morning.
God bless Pastor.
All right, I got a fifth point. You see what she just did to me? What did she do? She encouraged me. Listen, I want to tell you, encourage one another with this, guys. Encourage each other with this. Amen? Please encourage each other. Don't be angry with each other. Don't be putting each other down. Don't be doubting each other. Encourage one another. Amen? How many of you can do it? By the Spirit of God, encourage each other. It's really what God wants us to do. Do I need to be encouraged?
Yes.
Do you need to be encouraged? Do we all need to be encouraged? And if the Spirit of God is living in us, what will we be doing? You'll be encouraging each other. You'll be, come on, you can do this. The Spirit of God is living in you. You'll speak that to people. Flow in the Spirit of God. Let the life of the Spirit of God. Walk in the Spirit. Kill the flesh. Oh, is that good? It is, isn't it, Tony? It's good. Amen. So in closing this morning, Colleen and Tony are here, and they're going to be singing a song for us today. So, yeah, we love it when these guys sing. It's always the Lord. So.
I played it a lot this week. Really, kind of about like, it's really about hitting rock bottom, being at rock bottom. But there's that light, like in your complete darkness, there's that light that you can see it and you just move toward it, and that's Jesus Christ. And this song is about really like calling out to Jesus. So I encourage everybody, really cry out to Jesus. If you didn't give your heart to him a few minutes ago, come and give it now. Altar's open, I believe, so come on up.